I am Ewan Mockery, Master Trainer of NLP. This podcast is about part one of my book, It's Time. This part is subheaded, Change Your Thinking. As I went through my schooling, studying maths and physics, I was always puzzled by the two ideas of time and consciousness. It seemed to me that these two concepts were not well explained in scientific terms. And yet, at the same time, understanding them seemed to be essential to understanding human life on Earth. At the time, as I seemed ill-equipped to solve these two problems myself, I pushed them to the back of my mind and let proper scientists explore these concepts, as I just got on with my life. Nevertheless, I kept checking in with science to see how its exploration of time and consciousness was progressing, but I was never satisfied with what I heard. Over the years, a degree of natural curiosity also led me to explore subjects which were of little interest to mainstream science, such as out-of-body experiences, near-death experiences, psychic functioning, and reincarnation. These concepts do not fit within the prevailing mainstream scientific paradigm, which was, and still is, materialistic. In this model, all that exists is the physical world that we experience. Consciousness is produced by and in the brain, and time started 14 billion years ago for some unknown reason and will simply continue forever. You may well think that this is a logical and coherent position, and for many, in fact for most people it is. But for me there were simply too many anomalies that did not fit into this model for it to be right. Even one of science's most successful theories ever, quantum physics, suggests that, at subatomic scales at least, this sense of an easy-to-understand materialistic reality breaks down. My research into some of these peripheral subjects led me, in 2003, to attend a course at the Monroe Institute near Charlottesville, Virginia. Whilst on the course, eminent US military veteran Joseph McGonagall conducted a session about remote viewing. This is a human ability to acquire information about non-local targets. You could consider it to be some form of psychic ability. Later, during a discussion with others about his work, he suggested that perhaps time was an illusion. Initially, this idea seemed difficult for me to understand. Nevertheless, his words stayed with me. A couple of years later, I read a book called The End of Time by physicist Julian Barber. In his book, Barber laid out the physics behind the idea that time was indeed an illusion, and that what was real instead was change. To quote Barber, "Time is nothing but change. Change is the measure of time, and not time is the measure of change." Now, Barber didn't talk much about the idea of consciousness, but his scientific exploration of what our experience of time was did make a lot of sense. Above all, explained to me at least, how some of the apparent anomalies of quantum physics could be understood better. Not long afterwards, I took trainings in neuro-linguistic programming, often shortened to NLP, and through this was introduced to the idea that the reality which we experience is actually a projection of our own consciousness. Slowly, I was beginning to get the sense that our existing understanding of reality and human experience was inside out. We've assumed that physical reality, space and time are fundamental to existence, when they are not. What is fundamental instead is consciousness and change. If we now rearrange our model of the world, with this in mind, an abundance of new possibilities open up for us. You can imagine the idea of time in a similar way to watching a film. When you go to the cinema and watch a movie, all the frames of the movie exist before you sit in the theatre and watch them. In fact, as you watch a movie, what you actually see are 24 frames a second flashed onto the screen. Your consciousness is not granular enough for you to notice them as separate stills. Each frame is motionless, and yet, as you watch the film, you perceive movement, space, and time in the reality portrayed in the movie, whereas there isn't any at all. Every single frame of the movie existed before you watched it. If you had the whole reel, you could choose any one of the frames of the movie and look at it separately. Time is an experience you can have within existence, but existence is not subject to time. As you think about that, notice that if time is an illusion, then everything of what we call past, present, and future exists right now. Now is all there is. What this also means is, because now is all there is, and because you exist now, you can never not exist. Ever. The idea that time is an illusion and that everything exists now also means that everything is one thing. But if everything is one thing, then how can you have a conscious experience? Your conscious experience is made of two things, subject and object. If everything is one thing, what is it that perceives this oneness? What this then means is that your experience of the physical world is a reflection of your own consciousness contained within your own consciousness. Reality isn't on the outside of you. The reality that we experience is contained within our own consciousness. There is no outside. Now, I'm not the first person to be saying these things. Some scientists have touched on elements of this before, as have some philosophers and various prophets from different religions. To quote the Zohar from Kabbalah, a mystical branch of Judaism, reality resembles a mirror. Every deed we perform, every emotion we display, and every word we speak is reflected back to our lives in equal measure. One is known as the golden rule exists in all religions. In effect, it says, do unto others what you would like done unto you. In Eastern religions, it's known as karma, which is the idea that our deeds get reflected back to us, some way, somehow. So what do these ideas tell us about human life? And how do you live in a world where physical reality is a projection of your own consciousness, contained within your own consciousness? This is what I discuss in part 2 of my book, which is subtitled Change Your Life.